It's a blessing to thank the Lord for your life as we're beginning this time of prayers. Today we are going to see breakthrough, 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 major breakthroughs in families, major breakthroughs in marriages, major breakthroughs in homes, major breakthroughs in embassies. This day will decide a lot of things in our destinies. I pray tonight and the Lord ask you to come to today to lead these prayers with a special anointing, because men and women around the world will connect to this grace today for testimonies that will go beyond your own life. Just thank the Lord, Father, give you thanks for this day. For those who are signing in different parts of the world, those from Africa, those signing in Nigeria, in Abuja right now, those my friends in Yaounde, in Boya, in Germany, in Dusseldorf, and those of you in Thailand, those from China, those in UK, listen carefully. As you are signing in to begin to pray, begin to prepare yourself, those of us in US here, begin to prepare yourself today for breakthrough in your life in a major way. Raise your voice, begin to thank the Lord. Father, I give you thanks for this prophetic prayer time. As you spoke to me, that lives will be changed today. Destinies will be readjusted today. There will be a sound of joy in your house again. There will be a celebration in your house again. The God we serve is hearing our prayer. And this day, some yokes will break. This day, some doors will open. This day, grace for testimonies is released in the name of Jesus Christ by this anointing. As we are joining our faith to pray this very day to decide the end of this year, to prophesy for our lives and family, the grace of God is here. Just say after me, say, "Oh Lord, I place myself before you for testimony from September, October, November, December. I place myself before God for testimonies from this day to the end of the year." Raise your voice and declare. We speak in the name of Jesus, the grace that will take you through September, through October, through November, through December, with a shout of praise, because God is awesome. Our God is able. Our God is almighty. The grace that will take you through September, through October, through November, through December. This is the day of grace. Hallelujah, Lord. Just say in the name of Jesus, I position myself to win every battle by day and by night. I place myself in the power of the Holy Spirit to win every battle by day or by night, physical or spiritual. Raise your voice and pray. We come in the name of Jesus Christ. As we begin to pray, we place ourselves as a church of God to win every battle, whether man-made battles, whether spiritual battles, by day and by night. I speak in your life today, the grace to win, the grace to move forward, the grace to advance. Yes, Lord. The grace of God is available. And the grace tonight will empower you to win your battles. Hallelujah. Just say in the name of Jesus, I receive the grace for awesome testimonies, the grace to win my battles, the grace to see the light of God, the grace to experience God. Father, I pray for those who are signing in right now. As I'm beginning our prayers now, we come in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive grace for that breakthrough. Receive grace for that open door. Receive grace for a move of God in your family. You are standing as intercessor for your family. Let God use you to pull down strongholds. This is the day. And the Lord sent me here just for you. You are watching me today, not by chance. This is a divine connection. Yes, this is a divine connection. There will be a grace for the next dimension. Grace in the name of Jesus Christ. This is not by chance. This is divine connection for grace for this. For September, October, November, December, God will answer us. Hallelujah, Lord. God will answer us in Jesus' mighty name. Please, Mark chapter 11. Get ready, please. Get a Bible, please. We are praying verse by verse. Mark chapter 11, verse by verse. Yes, so please get a Bible and get connected, because today grace is available. Hallelujah, Lord. Mark chapter 11 from verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. Now, there are some special things in this verse. Today, please, as you sign in, get a Bible, get a pen, get a paper, and pay attention. We are studying and praying. And this is Mark chapter 11, verse 1. And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany, at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples. Now, the Mount of Olives is the mount where Jesus ascended to heaven. And Jesus will descend again from heaven on this same mountain. So this mountain is a very special mountain in the Bible. Before Jesus entered Jerusalem, where he was crucified, he was at the Mount of Olives. And here the Bible says he sent two disciples. The word send there is the word commission. He gave assignment to two disciples. Just say after me, Jesus gave assignment to two disciples. God will not do anything in the world until he finds somebody to give an assignment. The Holy Ghost said to me, I am searching for men and women to give assignment in this end time. Some are going as missionaries to the nations. Some are going as prophets to the nations. Some are going as evangelists in their cities. Some are singers. Some are intercessors. Some are prayer warriors. I don't know. The question today is, what is your assignment in the body of Christ? What is your assignment in the body of Christ? Every person Jesus called, Jesus commissioned. Every person Jesus called, Jesus commissioned. Let's pray tonight. Just say, oh Lord, give me the grace to fulfill my assignment in the body of Christ. Yes, oh Lord, give me the grace to know my assignment and to fulfill my assignment in the body of Christ. Raise our voice and pray. We pray today in the name of Jesus for the anointing for special assignment, the anointing for specific assignment in the body of Christ. God, by the Holy Spirit, is raising men and women with special assignment. Hear the voice of God. You have an assignment in God's kingdom. You are important in God's kingdom. You are special in God's kingdom. You have been called unto a divine purpose. And Jesus called two disciples and gave them an assignment. Listen, the power of God will come upon you for the sake of your assignment. No assignment, no anointing. No assignment, no anointing. The anointing comes upon you because of the assignment you carry. Just say, oh Lord, I receive special anointing for the assignment I have. Raise your voice and pray. Father, pray today for as many as the sound of my voice receive the anointing for your assignment, receive the ability for your assignment, receive empowerment for your assignment, receive that unction for your assignment. As many as the sound of my voice receive that awesome grace for your assignment. That the unction of God, the grace of God, the power of God is because of your assignment. Just say, oh Lord, I receive the anointing for my assignment in these last days. God is counting on you for the assignment he has commissioned unto you. Every child of God, God call you with an assignment. Some keep the temple clean. Some provide to the temple. Some go to the nations. Whatever your assignment is, receive the grace for your assignment. But listen, the anointing is for the assignment. The power of God is for this assignment. The provision is for the assignment. The wealth is for the assignment. Every ability, every grace God gives you is because of the assignment he has called you. When God gives you money, it's because he has given you an assignment to meet some things, to build some things, to provide some things. So no assignment, no provision. We are praying today for heavenly provision for your assignment. Say, oh Lord, I pray today for heavenly provision for my assignment. Whatever your assignment is, let grace, let the power of God, let heaven provide for your assignment. Raise your voice and pray. We speak today in the name of Jesus. For as many on the prayer line in Africa, receive grace, receive provision for your assignment. As many praying now with me in Europe, receive the provision for your assignment. As many praying in Asia, in Middle East, and all of us in the US and the Caribbean nations, receive the grace for your assignment. Let God release in your life divine provision for your assignment, blessing for your assignment, empowerment for your assignment. Let God open the heavens because of your assignment. Every blessing God brings into your life is to enable you fulfill your lifetime assignment. And I come today with you from this office here in Maryland to connect with you. Receive grace for your assignment. Receive ability for your assignment. Receive provision for your assignment. Receive that unction for your assignment. Let it be done in Jesus' name. So it says in Mark chapter 11 verse 1, Jesus sent two disciples. Now in verse 2, listen to what he told them. Mark 11 verse 2. And he said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. As soon as you enter into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him. Now take note, loose him and bring him. Now the word colt is a male horse, a male young horse. Colt in English is a male young horse. Jesus sent two disciples to go and loose that young horse, that male young horse, and bring to him. But listen, it says this colt have been tied and no man have ever used that colt. It was tied there, nobody knows how many months, I don't know how many years. But that colt was tied there. It was tied. The question today is, who tied that colt? And number two is, listen carefully. How long have that colt been tied? But Jesus said, go and loose him. He didn't say, go and loose it. Go and loose him. So Christ is speaking about somebody's life. Somebody has been tied for too long. Somebody have been tied in the same situation for too long. Somebody have been tied. Some are tied by evil forces. Some are tied by ignorance. Some are tied by wicked forces. But somebody has been tied somewhere. And Jesus said, go and loose him. Today we are coming to pray with this Holy Ghost anger. Every power that have tied your destiny, every power that tied your children, every power that tied your parents, every power that tied our country, every power that tied even our destinies, today there must be loosing, there must be deliverance. So today, begin in your life, begin in your family, begin in your county, begin in your country. Every power that tied destinies, every power that ties our youth, every power that ties our children, every power that ties the potentials of men, today we say, loose. Raise your voice and pray. Yes, raise your voice and pray. I want to hear your voice praying. Raise your voice, begin to pray. We speak today in the name of Jesus. Every marriage that is tied by evil forces will lose that marriage. Every family that is tied will lose that family. Every young boy, young girls, oh God, you see our sons and daughters in the streets of America tied with bondages, tied with addictions, tied with behavior problems. We pray in the name of Jesus today, we loose them from these bondages. We loose husbands from bondages. We lose wives. We lose children. We lose churches. Wherever the enemy have tied families. Now you can be a child of God and say tied. Some are tied in debt. Some owe a lot of debt. For me, I'm afraid of debt. I don't know, like I said, I'm afraid. You know, I don't like to owe people. But some are owing $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 credit card, and they don't live normal. You are tied somewhere. While praying today, whatever power that have tied you, some are tied to credit card debts, some are tied to child support, some are tied to bad behavior, addiction, alcohol, some are tied to drugs, some are tied to anger. Something have tied somebody, and that force is keeping you bound. Today, that force is broken. Just say, oh Lord, today we decree every power that tied the destinies of our sons and daughters, every power that tied destinies of children of God, today we break that rope, we cut that yoke, that bondage is over. Raise our voice and pray, church. Raise our voice and pray. You can even pray in tongues. We speak to them in the name of Jesus. The bondage is over. That captivity is over. That enslavement is over. That sickness is over. That debt is over. That fear is over. That depression is over. That fright is over. That nightmare is over. Whatever situation that has kept you tight for many years, it is over in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. When the sun set you free, you are free indeed. So Mark chapter 11, please. Now in verse 3, Mark 11 verse 3, and if any man say unto you, why do you this? Say ye, the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. The Lord hath need of him. If any man say, why do you lose in this cult? Just say, the Lord hath need of him. Now, this cult was useful, but useless. Useful, but tight. You know, I've seen talents unused. Useful, but tight. And disciples went there in verse 4. And they went their way and found the cult tight. Now look, please, look at your Bible. Where was it tight? Where was it tight? In verse 4, and they went their way and found the cult tight by the door. Tight by the door without, by the door outside, in the place where two roads meet. Can you imagine being tight by the door? You see the door open, but you don't have the power to enter the door. This is very painful, to be tied outside the door, and the door is open, you try to enter the door, the rope pulls you behind again. And that is a vision God showed me about so many. We are reading from Mark 11 verse 3 and verse 4. This cult was tied by the door. The door was open, but the cult could not enter that open door because there's a rope that pulls that cult back. Today we are praying every spiritual rope that pulls you behind, that pulls people backward, it will not work against you in the name of Jesus. Just every spiritual rope that pulls men backward, that pulls people behind, it will not work in your life in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today by this anointing, every satanic rope, every spiritual tie, every spiritual rope that pulls families behind, that pulls intelligent men behind, that pulls men that are gifted behind, that pulls children of God behind, it will not work against you in this system. Every system that pulls men behind in the name of Jesus, it will not work against you. Just say, every system that pushes men behind, every system that oppresses men behind, will come in the name of Jesus. It will not work against your life. This cult was tied by the door, but could not enter the door. We are praying today that nothing will stop you from making use of your opportunities. Just say, oh Lord, No enemy will stop me from entering my open door. No enemy, no power will stop you from entering the open door. No enemy, Clinton, hear the voice of God. No enemy will stop you from entering the open door. No rope will pull you behind. Raise our voice and pray. We speak today, when God opened the door, no power will pull you from entering the door. You will enter your open doors. You will use your opportunities. You will make use of every advantage. Every door God has opened before you, no enemy will stand on the way. We pray for our sons, our daughters in September. Just say, oh Lord, in September, in October, in November, in December, no enemy will stop me from entering my open door. Raise our voice and pray. Oh my God. I come to pray today in the name of Jesus. Many have had open doors and they could not enter those open doors. We come to speak in the name of Jesus, the God that called you, the God Almighty, the Lord Jesus Christ is opening a door for you. Nothing will stand on the way to stop your next miracle. Nothing will stand on the way to stop your next testimony. Nothing will stand on the way to stop your next breakthrough. When God opens a door for you, no enemy will stand on the way. Just say, oh Lord, I will enter my open doors. Just keep praying. I will enter my God-given open door in September, October, November, December. Raise your voice and prophesy. I speak today at the voice, at the sound of my voice to those in Africa, in Asia, in Europe, and America. God is opening a door that no man can shut it. Hallelujah, Lord. Mark chapter 11, in verse 4, and they went their way and found the colt tied by the door. It's painful to be tied by the door. Others are entering the house, but because this colt is tied, it could not enter with friends. Others are entering, but you try to enter, you cannot enter because there's a spiritual force that keeps you outside. You will not stay outside the blessing again. You have a place inside. Hallelujah, Lord. You have a place in God's kingdom. Just say after me, I'm a child of God. My time to stay outside is expired. I have a place in God's kingdom. I have a place in the blessing of God. I have a place in the mercy of God. I have a place in life. You will not be kept outside in the name of Jesus. No enemy will push you outside. No enemy will keep you out. You have a place in the house of God where there is fullness of joy. You are blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Now we see here in verse 4, this colt was tied in a place where two roads meet. Now in typology, when they see two roads meeting in one place, it means opportunities. You know, it's called like a junction, you know, whatever, you know, roundabout. Where two roads meet is opportunities, diverse opportunities. You can go left, can go right. You have diverse opportunity. Not just one road, but two roads meeting. We pray today, just say after me, double opportunities. Just say double opportunities. Double opportunity. Confess it. Double opportunity. In September, double opportunities. In October, double opportunity. In November, double opportunities. In December, double opportunities. Hey, God is saying to you, I said before you this day, double blessings. You have a choice. You can choose left or right. Let God give you double grace, double blessing, double open doors, double opportunities. Receive that word in Jesus' mighty name. Yes, Lord. Mark chapter 11, please. Now we see that in verse 4. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in the place where two roads meet. And they loose him. And they loose him. Now listen. Somebody is tied and somebody must loose him. In your family, God has raised you up to become a deliverance minister. Whatever have tied your family, you have the power with your mouth to loose them. Any son, every young girl, every boy, every member of the church that is tied. Today, we are passing judgment. Just say, oh Lord, I stand as intercessor for my family to decree deliverance. No more bondage. No more captivity. Everyone bound, you stand as intercessor to decree upon Mount Zion, there must be deliverance. There must be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. Rest of us begin to pray. I declare today, God raise you up as intercessor to stand in the gap for your family. God raise you up as intercessor to stand in the gap for your family deliverance. No more captivity in the house of God. No more bondage in your family. We break every limitation. We break every hardship. We break every sickness. We break every bondage. We turn things around. We decree everyone tied be loose in Jesus' mighty name. I can hear the chains falling. Grace liberates men and women. Now to move forward, please. Mark chapter 11, verse 5. And certain of them, now listen, not just one man. And certain of them, listen, important here. Verse 5. And certain of them that stood by said unto them, what do ye, loosing the cords? How many persons owned that cord that was tied? Certain of them, some men came and say, what are you doing? Loosening that cord, there will be a challenge. The enemy came to challenge the freedom of that cord. We're saying today, every power that challenge your deliverance, every power that challenge the freedom, every power that challenge your blessing, that power must bow to the power of the Lord. Every power that challenge your blessedness in this end of year, that power must submit. Now, in verse 6, and they said unto them, even as Jesus commanded. That means they said, the Lord hath need of him. The Lord hath need of him, and they let him go. The challenger let him go. We're saying today, no resistance to your miracle. They let him go. No resistance to your blessing. No resistance for your children's breakthrough. No resistance. Just say, oh Lord, in September, October, November, December, no enemy will resist this deliverance. No enemy will resist the blessing. No enemy will resist your open door. No enemy will resist your advancement. This call has been tied for so long, but that day the call took the first steps out of that place. Raise your voice and pray. Father, I give you thanks today that resistance is over. Resistance to your miracle is over, Tracy. Those watching me in UK, in Germany, hear the voice of God. The resistance to your miracle is over. The resistance, the power that resists your blessing is over. The power that resists your testimony is over. The power that resists your joy is over. Raise our voice, begin to confess. We speak today, the force that resisted your power, that force is over. No more resistance to your blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Now let's just imagine. That call has been tied there for so long, but for the very first time, certainly very first time, the call took one step, two steps, three steps out of that circle. It break that circle. You know, when you're tied in a rope, you only go around a circle. But for the first time, this call went beyond that end, that circle of limitation. Yes, the call that was tied for the very first time went beyond the circle of limitation. Today, by the voice of the Lord, somebody is going beyond the circle of limitation. Yes. Now listen, I don't know what has limited you. Some are limited in one state or in one country. Or you are limited in a certain amount of money. I was sharing somewhere in the church and I say, how many persons here have gotten breakthrough beyond 100,000? Almost 80% are below $100,000. Many people have not gotten $500,000 all their life. You know, so when you go beyond that limit, is a breakthrough. You go beyond the limit for many, many years. Today we are saying you are breaking the ancient limit. Just in the name of Jesus, I break every ancient limit in my life and family. Raise your voice and pray. I speak today by the grace of God. We break every ancient limit, every power that limited your mind, every power that limited the church of God, every power that limits our families. We come that God save you to break those limits. God save you to break those limits. You will do that which many have not done in your county. God raise you up by the Holy Spirit to take you forward. Just in the name of Jesus, I accept the word of God for my life. God raise me up to take me forward in life. Raise your voice and declare, I speak today by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. God raise you up to take you forward. No enemy would keep you in the same circle. That circle has expired. That rope has been cut. And you are moving forward beyond the ancient circle. In the name of Jesus Christ, the powers that limited your parents will not limit you again. Yes, you are just signing in now. Hear the voice of God. God call you up to take you forward beyond the ancient limitation. You are going beyond the limitation. Hallelujah, Lord. The cord that was tied, Matthew 11, please. It was going round and round in the same circle. But when the cord was loose, in verse 6, and they said unto him, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let him go. So the cord was untied for the very first time. And that cord went beyond the limit of the circle that he had been turning around for so many months or years. So this is somebody prophetic word. You are breaking the limit of your circle. You are going beyond the circle you have been living in for all these years. God is changing the diameter of your life. God is changing the sphere of your influence. You are taking a step forward now. Just say in the name of Jesus, I take major step forward in my family. I go forward in my education. I go forward in your marriage. You are going forward in your achievement. You are going forward in your ministry. You are going forward in your job. You are going forward in your finances. You are going forward in your achievement. You are going forward in your prayer life. You are going forward in your spiritual life. You are going forward in your intimacy with Christ. You are going forward. No more in the same circle of a bored life. You know, routine brings boredom. This cult was in a routine, round in the same morning, afternoon, evening, the same thing. But for the very first time, he experienced a different dimension of going beyond the old circle. So today, hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. Your old circle has expired. Your old circle have expired. God is taking you to a new dimension of life. God is taking you to experience His power, experience His greatness, experience His wonders. God is taking you to Jerusalem. Wow! This cord was tied there for so long, but now this cord began a journey into the city of Zion. Wow! Now, Mark chapter 11, please, before we end today, please. Mark 11, verse 7, and they brought the cords to Jesus, and they cast their garment on him, and he sat upon him. They brought the cords to Jesus, and they cast garments on top of, they had to dress this cord. And they cast garments on the floor, they put clothes on top of in the back of this cord, and Jesus sat on it. Wow! What a mighty, mighty blessing. Just few hours ago, that cord was tied in the routine, in the same circle. But now, the cord got the best experience. The God of all creation is now seated on the cord. And the cord is dressed, beautified with different colors. That is what happens when we allow Jesus Christ use us. Tonight the question is, will you allow Jesus to use you? Will you permit Jesus Christ to sit on you, to have the Lordship over your life? When Jesus sits on you, he will beautify your life. Today, now just imagine carrying Jesus as a weight upon you. The call had a weight upon him, and that was Jesus. The call was carrying the weight of Jesus. And can you imagine that we are like this called? We carry the weight of Jesus. Christ is sitting on us. We have to serve God. We have to serve God. We have to allow Jesus sit on me. Jesus is Lord. Sit on me, Lord Jesus. And because Christ was seated on this cult, the cult was well dressed. The question is, will you allow Jesus sit on you and allow him use you? Let's say, oh God, I humble myself unto you. Sit on me, Lord Jesus. Take me to Jerusalem. Take me to a place of destiny. But sit on me, Lord Jesus. I willingly give you my back, Lord. Sit on me, Lord Jesus. Ride on me to Jerusalem. Hey, raise your voice and pray. I speak today by the word of prophecy. Because you allow yourself to be used by God. Because you allow Jesus to ride on you. Because you allow Jesus to use you. Your life will be beautified. Your path will be beautified. Your way will be beautified. On the left, on the right is Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. But he was carrying, Christ was being carried by this cult. And there was music, there was singing. The cult was moving majestically because Jesus Christ was riding on the horse. Listen carefully. The greatest privilege on earth is to be used by God. The greatest blessing in the world is to allow God use you. When you allow the Holy Spirit ride on you, allow the Father, allow the Son sit on you to use you as a preacher, as a singer, as a prophetess, as a prophet, as a dancer, as a writer, as a giver, as a builder, as a missionary. The greatest joy on earth is to allow God use you. Oh my God, it's the greatest privilege to allow God use you. Just say, oh Lord, use me today. Ride on me. Take me to Jerusalem, the city of Zion, the place of the glory of God. Raise our voice and pray. We speak today in the name of Jesus Christ. As you allow yourself to be used by God, everything is provided. Everything is possible. The way is beautified. Your way is beautified. Your future is blessed. Hear the voice of God. As long as you allow Jesus use you, your future is blessed. As long as you allow Jesus use you, your future is blessed. Just say after me, because Jesus is my Lord, my future is blessed. Just confess it. Say, because Jesus is my Lord, my future is blessed. On the left, on the right, is Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Wow, I love that experience. What a blessing to allow God use us. To enter the place, one more verse to that place. Yes, Lord. Now, in verse 10 and 11, from verse 9, and they went, and they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh, in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus entering Jerusalem and into the temple, and when he had looked around about all things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. So Jesus rode on this cult to Jerusalem. And went to the temple where God's glory dwelt. Wow. And Jesus examined everything. Tomorrow, we'll get part two of this message. But tonight, just lay your hand on your body. Just say after me, thank you, Jesus, for choosing to use me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for taking me into the place where the glory dwells. This cult went with Jesus into the temple. where the glory dwells. Now, normally the called cannot go to a temple. Okay, but Jesus wrote on this called to the temple. Today, by the word of the Lord, the glory of God, you will experience the glory because Jesus is riding on you. Just say, thank you, Jesus. I see your glory in the temple. I see your power. I see your honor because you decided to use me. Now to enter there, listen carefully. Don't forget this. Everything that I've tied you for so long has come to an end. And Jesus Christ is riding on you to show you his glory. And because you allow Christ to ride on you, your life is beautified. Your life is beautified. Say the name of Jesus. My life is beautified because Jesus sits on me. Jesus uses me. As long as I live, Jesus will use me for his glory. Receive that word. But listen, no more bondage. No more in the same circle. Things have changed. You are taking steps towards your destiny. And the destiny of a child of God is to enter Jerusalem that is to come. Our Jerusalem is not the one in Middle East. Our Jerusalem is heaven above. And hear the voice of God. As you allow Jesus use you, you are going with Jesus into Jerusalem. The place where glory dwells. The place where I have not seen, nor ear heard. But here, tonight, I command breakthrough. The same breakthrough that this called experience. Experience the breakthrough of another circle of life. Say the name of Jesus. I step into a new circle of life by the grace of God. Let it be done tonight in Jesus' mighty name. But listen, before I end tonight, let me give you a choice and a chance. Those watching me on Facebook and on the website around the nations of the world, the greatest miracle is when Jesus Christ comes into your heart as your Lord and Savior. Tonight can be your night of salvation. Just allow Jesus come into your heart. For those watching me on Facebook, just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I welcome you into my heart. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. This is the day of my salvation. The yoke is broken. The chains are broken. Jesus, have your way in my life. I submit my back to you. Seal me. Take me forward in Jesus' mighty name. If you pray this prayer, look for a church on Sunday in any country and go to church. And if you're in Maryland, look for World Mission International Worship Center. You are blessed today. Give me a call on WhatsApp 240-467-0590. You are blessed. Tomorrow again, you are blessed in Jesus' mighty name.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.